Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly wrap-up of insurance news in Australia. Let's dive in. Saturday, September 17th, marked a milestone in our nation's fight against climate change. The Australian government unveiled its first ever national climate risk assessment. A critical focal point of this unveiling is the growing challenge faced by the insurance industry as the effects of climate change escalate in gravity. Natural disasters like floods, fires, and cyclones are evolving into a grading norm. The frequency of these disasters is on an alarming increase, pushing insurance costs upwards and thereby raising concerns over the affordability of insurance for millions of Australians. The government's assessment certainly doesn't mince words on these threats, indicating pressing risks to health, safety, and well-being nationwide. In response, a national adaptation plan is being rolled out, with net zero emissions by 2050 as its ambitious goal. Now, whilst aiming for this target, the direct impacts on ordinary citizens and businesses have been identified as a priority. To combat increasing costs, the government is extending support for the cyclone reinsurance pool and joining forces with the Hazards Insurance Partnership. The Disaster Ready Fund is also set to pour $1 billion into disaster mitigation, including community resilience and strategic relocations. Moving on to our next story, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, popularly known as ASIC, announced on Friday, September 16th, some good news for general insurance providers. The Commission is extending relief on distribution rules. The relief will permit insurance providers to circumvent the necessity of appointing product distributors as authorized representatives. Its extension will now remain effective until August 27, 2030. So what does this mean? This importantly signifies lower compliance costs and fewer technical hoops for insurance providers. The aim here, clearly, is to alleviate regulatory burdens and thus enable companies to focus on enhancing and expanding their insurance offerings. The thought is that this crucial step could encourage a more competitive and consumer-tailored market for insurance in Australia. Undoubtedly beneficial news for consumers and business owners alike. This has been your weekly report on insurance news for Financial Services Online. For more updates and information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you a prosperous week ahead. Stay well, Australia.